It's Thursday of the fourth week of Lent. Our Roman station today is Santi Silvestro e Martino ai Monti. Among the famous titular cardinals of this church were St. Charles Borromeo, Alfonso Schuster, and Giovanni Battista Enrico Antonio Maria Montini, who became Pope Paul VI. This church was in the Suburra area between the Forum and the long slope up the Esquiline Hill, whose inhabitants historically have been mainly poor. The present church was built on land given by one Equitius early in the 4th century. There are excavations below the present-day building. This is where the first public refutation of Arianism took place, along with some good old-fashioned book-burning. It was in a meeting of Orthodox Catholic theologians before the Council of Nicaea in 324. And this is where the results of the Council of Nicaea were reported in the presence of the Emperor Constantine. In the Vetus Ordo today, Holy Mass begins with the word Laetatur, which is an echo of last Sunday's Mass for Laetare Sunday. Laetatur cor querentium Dominum, let the heart of those seeking God rejoice. In the readings, there are miracles of resurrection. The first, Eliseus, raises the son of the Sunamite woman, and in the Gospel, we hear how the Lord raised a young man of Naim. We are reminded in the post-communion from John 6, the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Last year, for this day, we listened to Father Parsh talk about the two resurrection stories in Holy Mass and the Vetus Ordo. So this year, let's turn to Father Troadec. Jesus encounters a funeral procession in Naim. A young man is being buried, the only son of a widow. A numerous crowd is accompanying this weeping woman to the place of burial of her child. As St. Ambrose explains, this woman is the image of the church who weeps for all the souls that live far from God. But the church does not content herself with weeping. She constantly addresses ardent supplications to heaven for the unfaithful Christians who, by indifference, by pride, or by the draw of the passions, are walking the path to perdition and are going from the spiritual death of their soul toward eternal death. The crowd which accompanies this woman represents the whole of the faithful who share in the prayers of the church. These ardent prayers touch the heart of Jesus. He says to the woman of Naim, "Weep not." Then he says to the young man, "I say to thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he gave him to his mother. Today, Jesus very often renews this miracle of the resurrection of the child of the gospel. As St. Augustine emphasizes, just as this mother is full of joy at the resurrection of her child, likewise the church, our mother, rejoices at the men who rise again spiritually every day in her bosom. O Jesus, I want to unite my prayer and my sacrifices to thine own, so that all those who need to rise again to true life might hear thy voice. May they arise to obtain resurrection through the sacrament of penance. Then I will be able to cry out, in turn with the inhabitants of Naim, God hath visited his people. Today's Mass and tomorrow's readings are a pair of cufflinks, both dealing with the Lord's miracles of raising people from the dead. Today we hear about the raising of the son of the widow by Elisha the prophet, and then in the Gospel the Lord raises the son of the widow of Naim. Tomorrow we have an account of the raising of Lazarus after 3 days. The Mass readings address two categories of people for whom Lent was especially important in the ancient church, the catechumens, who seek to enter the church, and penitents, who seek reconciliation. Just as good for us today as it was for them. Both categories are spiritually dead in mortal sin. Original sin and then actual committed sin. Both seek resurrection through what is often called the sacraments of the dead, which are baptism and penance, because they are given to the spiritually dead.